It seems to me that both Vayero and Chayesoro have a sugya which have a great deal in common with each other. The sugya in Vayero, which I'm thinking about, is the visit of the Malochem, and the sugya in Chayesoro is Eliezer's experiences with Rivka by the Be'er. Now, what is the sugya in which both these parshiyos seem to be Isaac? And what is the significance of those sugyas? Now, try to first identify what the sugyas are, and then to try and understand the ideas behind them and why they are important to us. Let's take Vayero first. Now, the story with the three malochim has a strangeness in it that we really have to come to grips with. And that is, things don't just happen by coincidence. If three malochim came to Avraham, and the task by Avraham seems to have been to be mevasa that Sarah was going to have Yitzchak, so we have to ask ourselves, why did the malochim, whose shlichus was mainly oriented towards Sodom, the destruction of Sodom and the saving of Lot and his family, like, what were they doing by Avraham? They didn't just come along for the ride. So what were they doing there? So there is a chazal which says that one of them had this dual function of healing Avraham and saving Lot. But so that's Zweiter got nothing to do, or ostensibly it seems to have nothing to do with the besura of Yitzchak. Elomar, you see that that's wrong, and that on the contrary, the birth of Yitzchak and what was about to develop with Sodom is one sugya, and that each of those two aspects belong to one another in a very, very real way. And that is the idea that the malochim, whose ikar shlichus centered upon Sodom, were a part of the announcing the birth of Yitzchak, the ultimate birth of Yitzchak, to Avraham and Sarah. We'll have to trace why that is so. But it's clear to me. Otherwise it doesn't make sense. So let's say we could make a pshar and say that the Malach who was supposed to save Lot also healed Avraham, so he came along. But the one who was supposed to destroy Sodom, what's he doing by Avraham? It doesn't make any sense. So you have to say that there's a very, very close kesher there. Now, let's try and understand what that kesher might be. And my thesis is that the kesher is as follows, that with the birth of Yitzchak, we see that an opportunity was found for Avraham to do a meshunadika maisa chesed. And that is the thesis that I want to discuss in the Shia tonight. That it seems to be that when Yitzchak is at center stage, there is always, or at least in the two cases which I can cite from Vayero on the one hand and Chayesor on the other hand, there is an opening for an unbelievable Maisa Chesed. Over here, the tefillos which Avraham offered up for Sodom, I mean, that's the Meshunodike Maisa Chesed. And the emes is that by learning the psukim carefully, we can see that that is mamash a chelek of the visit to Avraham about telling him about Yitzchak. How do I see that? So, because after the story ends in Avraham's house, so it says in Posuk Tezayin, Vayokumu Mishamhu Anoshim, Vayashkifu Al Pnei Sodom, Avraham hoilech imam leshalchom. So that's a Magadik Pasuk. They left Avraham's house, and the first thing they do is they are yashkifu al pnei Sodom. Of course, Rashi says, kol hashkofa shebemikro l'ro. This was a hashkofa l'ro. They were going to destroy Sodom. Avraham hoilech imam leshalchom. And when they were doing that, while they were doing that, that they were hashkifu al pnei Sodom, Avraham was walking them along to be melava them on their way as they were leaving his house. What do those two things have to do with each other in the same pasuk? And then, So Rabbi Nishon comes to Avraham. I mean, just reading the psukim very, very carefully yields that the pshat is like this, that these stoim malachim came to Avraham together with the other malach who had to announce Yitzchak's birth and who apparently did not go along to Sodom, because to Sodom later on only two of them came. So they came together with him. Why? So that they could schlep Avraham along as they were leaving and have him witness their Hishkifu al Pnei Sodom, which immediately opened the window for the Rabbi Nishlon to come to him and say, HaMechaseh ani me'Avraham es asher ani yoseh. How do I know that they're connected? Because at the end of that Moyodika meeting between the Rabbi Nishlon and Avraham Avinu, when Avraham begged 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10, so what happens at the end when nothing helps? Vayelech Hashem ka'asher kilo ledaber el Avraham, v'Avraham shav lemkamo. And Avraham went back to his place. Which place? Where did he go back to? Straight in Sefer. No, I mean, that's the Pshuta Shel Mikra. Avraham shav lemkamo, straight in Sefer. Shav min hamokom shelivo sham hamalochem, shesham nisyachet imo hadibo lemkamo el beso. I mean, the Pasuk is making absolutely clear that this vision which Avraham had from the Rabbi Nishlalam, HaMechaseh ani me'Avraham es asher ani oseh, that vision came as he was being melaved the Malachim. That was part of what happened as he was being melaved the Malachim. And after the conversation had finished, he's shovlin komo, he's going home. He's sent off the Malachim now, he's gone as far as the Din of Levaya was mechayev him, and then he went back home. So it's one story. The story of Avraham's argument, Kaviyochel, with the Rabbi Nishlalam about destroying Sodom, that was part of the visit to Avraham to be Mevasa, the leader of Yitzchak. It's very, very, very clear. So we have the birth of Yitzchak associated with an opportunity for Avraham to do a Moirodik Chesed and to try and save the people of Sodom. Now, in Chayesara, you have the same Yisod. Because there you have, instead of the birth of Yitzchak, you have the Shidduch, that Eliezer is sent to find a wife for Yitzchak, and as part of that drama, what happens? Rivka comes along, and don't know whether any of you have ever shepped water for any camels. I doubt it. I also haven't. But I've seen a camel drink. I mean, it's beyond all description. I don't know how many camels Eliezer had along with him. Let's say he had his Anoshim, the Anoshim which were with him, 10 camels. That's hours of work. They drink and drink and drink and drink and drink. This little girl, she was 3 Chazal tell us. So she had a jug of water. What it required, it just boggles the mind. So the birth of Yitzchak generated the chesed which Avraham was able to do for the Anshei Sodom, who didn't deserve it very much, but nevertheless he tried to save them. And the shidduch of Yitzchak gave Rivka the opportunity of doing this enormous chesed, and of course Eliezer was magish that, and that was the simon that he made. He could have made other simonim, but that was the simon that he made. Weist ois, that if you want to test whether a wife is suitable for Yitzchak, you have to test her in unbelievable measures of chesed. Now, that's what I mean, that these two sugyas are very similar. Just want to stress that again, what I said about Rosh Madaik and the psukim of Vayera. I want you to think about that. But it's very, very, very clear. You see that the sugya of Sodom was mamish one with the sugya of the Besura of Yitzchak's ultimate birth. And that's why the Rabbi Nishlam appeared to him while he was accompanying the Malachim as the Levoya when they were leaving his house. So Moyer Gezach, I never had been oimed on that, but that's Zichr the Pshat. So the question is, why is it that Yitzchak, both at his birth, or at his, the announcement of his birth, and at the Shidduch, when the time came for the Shidduch, why were those two occasions, these milestones in Yitzchak's life, why were they associated with these enormous Maise Chasodim? That's a very, very interesting question. And I think that that has to do very much with Yitzchak's avoda in among the Ovas. What was his function among the Ovas? And apparently to that function there belongs this yesod of unbelievable chasodim. So what exactly was Yitzchak? Because Yitzchak is that Av of whom we know very, very little. There are many, many, many sugyas dealing with Avraham. There are many, many sugyas dealing with Yaakov. There are not many sugyas dealing with Yitzchak. But what do we know about him? So the truth is that there are a couple of marals which are very, very important to know and which touch up a little bit. The emphasis is we could have said the same thing ki'ilu without the maral, meaning that just by reading what we do know about Yitzchak, we see that with Yitzchak a very specific form of avoida is associated. In one place, in the Gural Yedram, the maral says that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that the three things is Torah, Avoda, Gemilus Chasodim, that the world is oimed on Torah and Avoda and Gemilus Chasodim. And the Maral says that if in fact these functions of Torah, Avoda and Gemilus Chasodim are so important, so fundamental to the world existing, so that would make them also associated with the Ovas. The Ovas are the Kilo, the Amudei Ha'olam. So if these Midas are the things that keep the world going, so we would expect them to be reflected in the Ovas. And in fact, that is what it is. Because Avraham, we associate with Chesed. Chesed l'Avraham. Yaakov is Yoshev Oholim, he is Torah. So that leaves Yitzchak for Avoda. So Yitzchak is that Av who's associated with Avoda, and the Maral says over there, in what sense is he associated with Avoda? Because he himself became a Korban. He's the Oyla Tmima. The Rebbein Hashem brought him by the Akedah, he brought him as a Korban. V'haleyo sham le'Oyla. So of the three things, Chesed goes to Avraham, Torah to Yaakov, Avoda to Yitzchak. Now, what exactly is Avoda? That's something which we have to ask ourselves. And the truth is that for us it's not all that easy to understand what Avoda really is, because we're not Rogel. We don't bring Korbanos today. We haven't got the opportunity to bring Korbanos. Now, I'm sure that people who are Oisik and Kotchem and to know Zvoch and Menochos and all the Lamdas and of Seder Kotchem, certainly I'm sure that they have a bigger hergish for what it means to bring a Korban. That's a Bagad Gazach. I read, and I'm 100% sure that it's certain that people who watched the Priskarov Zecher Tzadik Livrocha saying the Avoda on Yom Kippur in Musaf, like he seemed to live through. I've never saw him, and I can only say this from hearsay. I have no idea what it means exactly, what was observable. Oh, but he lived through the Avoda. It was real to him. For us, I have never experienced it, and it's difficult for me to associate it with it in a very personal and emotional kind of manner. But what exactly is Avoda? What exactly is Avoda? So there's another maral, a very, very interesting maral, which is going to be very important for us in order to understand what we're talking about. I'm reading from the Gevuros Hashem in Perek Samach Tes, where the Maral brings a Chazal that the four Sforim in Chumash, Bereishis, Shemois, Vayikro, and Bamidbo, Dvorim is Mishneh Torah, so that's a sort of a Chazor of the other four Sforim in whatever way we choose to understand that. That's a different story. But the four first Sforim in the Torah are connected the Posuk, which says, Hokel HaGodol, that's Bereishis, HaGibba is Shemois, HaNoiro is Vayikra, and Bamidbo is Oysa Mishpat, Ge'yosem V'amona, those are the Psukim in Voschanan. So he explains that Hakela Godel, Gadlus, is associated with creation. We don't have to go further into that in this particular shir. Hagibor is associated with Shemois, because in smashing Paro and Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to us as a gibor, and he says, "V'ha-sefer ha-shlishi neged v'ha-noira." Now listen carefully. Why is Vayikro k'neged ha-noira? Shehu yizborach echot ba'olamai. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is one. Lekach mimeno ha-yira. And therefore he has to be feared. Ki hu echot umi moicher b'yodai ashehu oisei. It's interesting, people come sometimes, people have discussed with me on occasions, they wanted to open a yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, we have Avreichim today, who are Bari Hochu, they can open a yeshiva. So they came to be Shoyl Eitzer. So I always told them, if possible, if at all possible, if you can handle it, take a shutev. Don't do it alone. There should be two of you. Because when you're alone, if you're the only Rosh Yeshiva, so you get all the flack. When something doesn't go right, and when the Bochrim complain, they come to you, and it's very difficult to bear. If there are two, you can deflect some of the flack to the other Rosh Yeshiva. It's an easier thing. When somebody is in soul control, he is feared. That's what the Maharal is saying over here. Neged v'hanoiro, shehu yizborach echot ba'ilomai, lekach mimeno hayira. Since he's an echad, there's no appeal against what he may decide. And once there's no appeal against what he may decide, lekach mimeno hayira. Ki hu echad, umi moicher biyodai, asher hu oisa. And that means, v'hakoil efes zulosai. There's nothing besides him. Ein oid milvada. I'm quoting the pasuk. This is not what the Maharal says. He just says va'koil efes zulosa ulefichoch makrivim elov hakabonas shehu hayroa shehu yizborach echad k'may shehizbaya v'zeo sefer vayikra. Says, why do we bring kabonas? Kabonas we bring to symbolize for ourselves that there's nothing besides Hashem. That really, the best thing we could do would be all of us, the entire earth, the entire world, the entire universe, just to go up in smoke. Ein oid milvada, there's nothing besides the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of course, we can't go and jump into the fire, because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be alive. And the Ribbono Shel Olam had a cheshbon, why he created a world. But, in order to help us to understand that Ein oid milvada, that there's hakoil efes zulosa, that is the avoid of kobonas. So what are kobonas? They are made on the yichud of the Ribbono Shel Olam. They are made on the yichud of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is what kobonas are. So therefore, Yitzchak, who we saw that his function in the ma'areches of the Ovis is not the chesed, because that's Avraham's job, and it's not the Torah, because that's Yaakov's job, but his is avoider. And now we've learned from the Maharal that avoider is the gilui of the Ribbono Shel Olam's yichud, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is one. That's very, very interesting, because we know Elokeinu is Bala Koichos Kulam. We know that the Ribbono Shel Olam appears to us in many, many different forms. Chazal say by Sebatim Toiro he was like a Zorken Yoshe B'Yeshiva, by Kriyas Yamsu he was like a Gibor Oisa Milchama. The Ribbono Shel Olam has many, many aspects in which he appears to us. But we know that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So the yesod of yichud is that yichud can express itself in a multiplicity of different persona, but ultimately it's all yichud. That is what yichud is, and that is apparently the avoider of Yitzchak in the marechas of the Ovos, in the marocha of the Ovos, is to be megale the yichud, the singularity of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, we wanted to know why, when Yitzchak holds center stage, right away we come to this fantastic Ma'asim of Chesed. And that needs for us to analyze a little bit what exactly is the Hakpoda, why is Chesed, why is Sholem, why are all these middos very, very central to Yiddishkeit? So central, in fact, that they seem to be at the center. Hillel didn't say anything else to the Ge'er who wanted to learn the Torah al Regel Achas, except man de sanilach lechavruch lesaveh. So that is Yiddish, Zilgumar, Idach Perush, Zilgumar. So he's saying that the whole Torah, and of course, you know, Rashi sort of bavons the question a little bit, but let's just take the Gemara as it is. The whole Torah means Shatnas, and it means Shofar, and it means Hashavas Aveda, and it means all the many, many, many things. And they are all a Perush on Man de Sanilach lechavruch lesaveh. Now what does that mean? That they're all a Perush on Man de Sanilach lechavruch lesaveh. What has Shatnas got to do with Man de Sanilach lechavruch lesaveh? Very, very strange. Talked about that once in a different shir. The story over there, what did the guy mean? Like, a guy, he wants to hear Kol HaTorah Kula while he's standing on one foot. I mean, so he knows that there is such a thing as Kol HaTorah Kula. So how does he think he's going to learn it on one foot? Terence says, he was saying to Hillel, look, I want to become a Jew. I want to become a Ger. Tell me in one line, what is it to be a Jew? What is the central concept of Judaism? I know that there are millions of different protem, and I'm prepared to learn. And I'm not going to expect to learn Kol HaTorah Kula al Regel Achas. But to hear the bottom line, what is a Jew? That I think any, even a complex personality can be sort of described in one sentence. What's at the bottom? What in the end will I be? So the Hillel answered him, you'd be somebody who's man de sanilach lechavroch lesavet. So that's Kol HaTorah Kula. So why is that Taka Kol HaTorah Kula? Man de sanilach lechavruch lesaveh. So I saw a Moyodike Shtikel Torah, and I want to say it over to you. He wants to say pshat in this very, very strange Ben Azai. So what does Ben Azai say? Rabbi Akiva says, V'ahavta l'reyecha kamoicha, ze klal gadol b'Torah. And Rabbi Azai comes along and says, "Ze sefer toldas odom, ze klal godel v'zeh." A bigger klal than "v'ahavta l'reyecha kamoicha" is the pasuk which says, "Ze sefer toldas odom." Now, what does it mean that "Ze sefer toldas odom" is a klal? And it's apparently a klal demanding more than "v'ahavta l'reyecha kamoicha." Is a klal godel v'zeh? What's it got to do? What's Ze Sefer Toldos Odom got to do with V'ahavta l'reyecha kamoicha, with Ahavas Re'a? So brings a pshat over here that the Ben Azai, when he said Ze Sefer Toldos Odom, doesn't mean those words. It means the whole posuk. Let's see how the posuk finishes. Shakavonu l'posuk kulay hamamshech. Ze sefer toldos odom, b'yoyim b'roi elokim eso odom, b'tselem boro eso odom, b'tselem elokim boro eso odom, zocho nekeva b'roam. That's what the pasuk says. That on the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, b'tselem elokim boro eso odom, zocho nekeva b'roam. So what does that mean? Why is that a klal godol mizeh? So the pshat over here which is offered is very, very interesting. It's also based a little bit on a Maral. The Maral has this enormous idea about the Indian of doing chesed, that we should do chesed with one another. So the Maral, he explains, why is it that the Ribbono Shel'olam created his world in such a way that there's nothing in this world that doesn't need help from something else? The plants have to have the bees to carry the pollen. Even the rock needs to have the acids and this, whatever it is, that keep him to remain a rock. I don't know the physics, but everything needs something else. So the quote from the Maral is, now that all the briyas join together, ki ze mekabel mizeh, v'ze mekabel mizeh, Im kein ha'olam hu echad. That makes the whole world one. Because we all are one, because we all need each other. We give to each other, and we lend to each other, and we're nice to each other, and we're kind to each other, we're considerate to each other. So we are all one. V'zeh moira al mi asher boro oisam shehu gam kein echad. Oh, moira de welt. the Maharal is saying that when we do Hasadim together, we are one, just like the Rabbi Nishom is one. Now we can go back to what it says over there in the Pasuk. He made Odom B'Tzelem Elokim. And what's the Tzelem Elokim? The Tzelem Elokim is Zochon Ekeva Baruam. Let's say the Pasuk again. Zev Zev Atol Das Odom. B'Tzelem Elokim Boras Odom. Zochon Ekeva Baruam. He's made him B'Tzelem Elokim by creating them Zochon Ekeva. Now what's that got to do with anything? The answer is that by making them Zohar and Akeva, that means that he wanted children. And the human race became a multiplicity of millions, billions of people. I don't know how many people are in the world. But that's what it was, an enormous ribuy. And it made them into Tzelem Elokim. This is a Mayadik Pshat. He made them into Tzelem Elokim in the sense that it's possible from that ribuy, from that multiplicity, it's possible to forge one community. That's a Mordechai Gezach. It's possible to forge one community. Just like the Ribbono Shlalom is the Bala Koichos Kulam, and all those Koichos are Neveya from Yichud, and he's able to take all that multiplicity of aspects and the Maisa forge one Yichud from that. So that's the Ribbono Shlalom, and that's what we are made on when we bring Korbanos, to that Yichud, which is what Yitzchak has to do in the world. That's the Korban, his job is Avodah. So when we are B'Tzelem Elokim, our job is to forge from a multiplicity of people a Goy Echad Ba'aretz Ki'ilu. Ato Echad, V'Shimcho Echad, Mikam V'Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. But the point is that this is really the first time when I was oimed on this. I've said various explanations, and I think some of them are very good and very reasonable. Why Hillel said Man Disaniloch L'Chavruch L'Savid instead of saying V'Avta L'Reichu Kamaichu. But what I think that the pshat is now, in the sense in which we're saying it, I think that the pshat is that Man Disaniloch L'Chavruch L'Savid says what Hillel wanted to say in a much clearer way than V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha seems to me to be a Shia in Avra. You're supposed to love your fellow. Avada Gviz, that contributes to Yichud. But, if you love him. But the din of V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha is a Shia. How much do you have to love him? That's got nothing to do with the Etzem Yisoid. The Man, the Son, Eloch, L'Chavruch, L'Savid, that is the Yisoid. Why can't I do to him what I don't want to have done to myself? That's it, because he and I are one. That's what lies in this Piskam, which Hillel told the Ger. He said, Man, the Son, Eloch, L'Chavruch, L'Savid, you know what Yiddishkeit is. You want to know that. And that's why it's stuck at the bottom line of Yiddishkeit. Not because Chesed is a good thing and Shalom is a good thing. Of course that's true. Shalom also, the Gemara says, Kol HaTorah Kulo Mipnei Dake Shalom. So the Kol HaTorah Kulo is Dake Shalom, Kol HaTorah Kulo is Chesed. Why is it like that? So it's a dangerous thing to say. People say the main thing is to be good. The Rabbi Nishon doesn't mind about Shabbos and Kashrus. These are all things that don't matter so much. The main thing is to be nice to each other. Cholile v'cholile v'cholile v'cholile, even think such a thing. But the what is, these things are central because the central avoider is to be Megale Yichud in the world. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that is why Kol HaTorah Kulo is Chesed and Kol HaTorah Kulo is Sholem, because Chesed and Sholem create an Achdus out of a multitude. Multiplicity, and that is what our avoider is in the world, and that is the Tzelem Elokim, that the whole world, the whole exercise for which the world was created apparently, was to be Megale, the Yichud of the Ribbono Shel'olam in the world. And that is why the Yid who said this Pshat said that is why Ben Azai says that it's a Klal Godol Mizeh, it's a bigger Klal than V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. Why is it bigger? Because V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha is only Yidden. There's no din of V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha to a guy. But this Yisoid of B'Tzelem Elokim Osa Esa Odom זה ספר תולדות אדם, בצלם אלוקים עושה את האדם. זו חנוכה וברון, this יסוד, that to be מגלה ייחוד in the world, because we're nice to each other, and thereby, by being nice to each other, and being thoughtful to each other, and being considerate of each other, we create a yichud out of a multiplicity. So in certain ways, that includes the goyim also. There it doesn't say, l'reyacha. It just says, b'tzelem elokim, bora es ha'odom, zochon ukeva. And he made them zochon ukeva. This wasn't dafka yidden. So, obviously, we hesitate to say, like, you know, everything is going to be one happy whole. It's not. The emes is that there is a truth to that achdus, but it's also not one happy whole. I'll just be mashed with that quickly before we end. See, the emes is that the Yesoides posuk in Tzfanya, is Perek Gimel, is very, very melodic. The Rabbani Shem says, Ki oz efach el amim, sofo beruvo, likroi kulam b'shem Hashem, le'ovda shchem echod. That all the nations of the world, now that goes on the Umas Ha'olam, they'll all make, before Shem say, those who are around after Gog Magog, but Gog Magog, the Rishoyim, will be utterly destroyed. But what's left? Ki oz efach el amim, sofo beruvo, so the Mitzvahs, they're all going to talk Lashon HaKodesh, and because they're all going to talk Lashon HaKodesh, Likra Kulam B'Shem Hashem La'avda Shchem Echad. It's borrowed to me that is the mocha of the Chentem Pachtecha in Rosh Hashanah Dekeshman Esra, in this Aser Shemet Shuvah. That's talking about the Goyim. How do I know it's talking about the Goyim? Because the next one is V'Chentem Kovad Hashem La'amecha. Yeah, so the Goyim will be Chen Pachter Hashem Elakeinu Kol Maasecho VeMoskva Kol Maasu Berosa VeYiruuchu Kol Maasim VeYistachu VeLufanecho Kol Abruim VeYeosu Chulam Aguda Echos. That's this Tzvanya. Likra Kulam B'Shem Hashem Sofa Achas. Yeah, Shchem Echad. They're all going to be one. Nevertheless, then their avoid is going to be B'Yira. Then Chen Ten Kovad Hashem Elakeinu Al Kol Hashem Lamecho. Tehilu le'recho v'sikra d'ashecho pisram pelam yachlo simcho l'atzecho v'soso nirecho tzmichas kelon dover adero v'chas ne'er joy, happiness. And that's how the posuk in Tzfanya goes on. It's melodic. But after he's through with the Amim, will be Shchem Echad. What does it say about Yidden? Roni bas Tzion, Horiyu Yisrael, Simchi ve'ilzi b'chol leiv bas Yerushalayim. It's going to be joy and happiness. So the pshat is like this. We're going to have the whole of humanity serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. What then is Yeshayah saying? Voiva yomahu achas hayomim nochen yehav beis Hashem b'rosh ha'orim v'noharu elav kol hagoyim v'amru l'chu v'nale daten ki mitzion teitzei soiru d'var Hashem Yishloim. All the nations are going to come. We are going to be there. They are going to be there. But there will still be a difference. That's a very interesting. It's a very, very interesting medrash. What does the medrash say? It's in the Tanchuma. It says, "V'yivut l'shibut ha'gol." When Mashiach comes, "V'yivut l'shibut ha'akom Yisrael." V'yu oivdim oisa b'simcha. Shneima ivdim Hashem b'simcha. Avol ha'amim yu oivdim oisa b'ra'oda. Kegain odam shivnoi meshores lefanam meshores b'simcha. V'oy me'im ha'kalkel ma'at lifnei ovi eina yichas elai. Shehu oyev oisi. Lekach oivet b'simcha. He's not scared. Avol ha'oivet b'yiro. Avol ha'oivet hanochri meshores b'yiro. Oy me'im ha'kalkel lefanam koyes elai. Lekach oivet b'yiro. Kach ha'akum. Ma'ksiv aleim. Lo murog shugoyim ulumim yeh gurik. Kol ha'mizma medabel ha'akum. Ma'ksiv b'soif. Ivdiz Hashem b'yiro. Gilu b'ra'oda. Omer lehem David, hizoharu ba'atzmachem lois salfu ha'derach pen yenav v'soiv d'derach kloimer tovo mu'ot hu'koyos alem. So the pshat is like this. Avada Gevis, the Ramchal talks about that the specialness of Klal Yisrael will never stop. That was Sosom after Ha'Sinai, that was it. Yidden are special. But that doesn't mean that there won't be a level of achdus. There, Goyim will come, Sofa Kulam, B'Shem Hashem, like Tzfanya says, will come Ilzi Bas Tzion with Simcha, they'll come with Yiro. So the Shebuch HaBonu is Kayam Lad, but that is the idea. The Tachlis of the world is for us, mankind, to be Megale, the Yichud of the Rebbeinu Shalom, by being able to forge a Yichud, to forge a oneness from the multiplicity of people and nations, the Moir de Gezach. And that is why by Yitzchak, he had to have somebody who will create the Yichud which he was creating in the Avodah of the Rebbeinu Shlalom, in the Avodah HaKabonas, in the Heuchel Kedusha Dike Madregas of Yitzchak Avinu, but he had to have somebody who along with him will create Yichud, not in those lofty Madregas, but by the Poshet mention in the world, running around, having their worries, digging their daggers, and still being nice to each other, Chesed, Sholem, Zeklal Godol Mizeh, to take the whole world and create Kiddush Hashem when everybody comes. Nchuvenale Beis Hashem, v'yoreinu mitrochav, ki mitzion teitzesoyro dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That is what Torah is all about.